This is a test of the emergency broadcast system. The broadcasters of your area, in voluntary cooperation with federal, state, and local authorities, have developed this system to keep you informed in the event of an emergency. If this had been an actual emergency, the attention signal you just heard would have been followed by official information, news, or instructions. This station serves the five boroughs of New York City. This concludes this test of the emergency broadcast system.
Fight was so short, I didn't even have time to get my pants off, buddy.
Yeah.
Oh, man. Oh. I was
looking forward. You didn't even get to fucking knock one off.
I was looking forward to pulling out two loads to that fight.
Oh.
didn't even get my shorts down.
What is it that would have got you off on that? The brutality and the blood and shit, or just the chicks rolling around?
Yes.
Yes?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yes. I don't know. I got a thing for... I like watching attractive women fight, first of all. And I know a lot of guys don't like Rousey physically.
Yeah.
I think she's a piece of ass.
Yeah, okay. All
and right. I was never into chicks that could whip my ass in 8 seconds until Ronda Rousey came around. And I was like, oh, now
beat me
I
up.
Buddy, there is. She did an ESPN The Body issue. They used to do this thing every year. ESPN The Magazine did.
Okay.
Where they had athletes come in and undress and various. They were all in great shape and looked amazing. They wouldn't do it now because no one's fat enough. You know, you got to have Lizzo's gigantic ass taking up fucking 8 pages or whatever. So they would never do it now. But back then, and there's just, you know, a couple pictures of Rousey in the one issue, you know, and she's nude, but covered up and this and that and the other thing. And, well, one of them got out.
Uh-oh.
And it had been cropped. And she's got her hands over her chest, but that little bald pussy is sitting out there. And, buddy, she is in amazing shape.
I mean, well, yeah.
This was 100 years ago. So
sure.
So, like, not now, but I'm like, well, that picture is staying on my phone.
Yeah.
And then.
She beat that ass pretty
boy,
quick.
I'm here to tell you, she fucking.
Was that luck or was Carano just not prepared?
Carano didn't think she was going to come at her that way.
Yeah, okay. Yeah.
But she'd won something like 7 fights in her career that way.
Who, Rousey?
Yeah. I don't know how many fights she won in under a minute in that exact same way. Just, I mean, once she gets the top and gets your arm, you're done for. Or else she's going to break your fucking arm.
Yeah.
And that's it.
Yeah, boy, she got that arm out. And
yep.
Oh, man, that was fucking hurting my shoulder watching that. Jesus Christ. I couldn't tap out fast enough.
Rousey did say that if she had to, she would break Carano's arm if she wouldn't tap out. But then she'd help her get up off the mat. So.
Here, let me. Oh.
Rousey's a fucking bulldog, man.
Yeah.
Yeah. But I was hoping for, you know, I figured, okay, I can knock a batch out in the first round, and then they gave me
round two.
But I didn't even get a blood flow into that.
Fuck no.
Oh, I didn't get to fiddle it or anything.
Couldn't you just put that 7-second clip on loop and, you know.
That's fair. I hadn't thought of that, but that's.
I'm here to help.
Are you?
No.
Attaboy.
Absolutely not.
Are you feeling better?
Yeah, I'd say I'm probably about 90%.
Okay.
Good. Still a little stuffed up. I'm trying not to sniffle and snot.
It's
going to happen.
I'll cut all that out. Sitting around waiting to come over here today, and there was a story that broke last night. I think this is in the Detroit area.
Okay.
Okay. This is like a 12-hour-old story, all right? But I got to play it. Let's see here. Douglas, if you don't mind moving in around. Let's see here. You got it?
Lord caught really making himself at home, a tenant's home, that is, in Westland. They called him over to do home repairs and instead caught him in the act with a woman. Fox News' Jessica Dupnack is tracking this one for us tonight. She joins us live in our newsroom with more, and this one just gives you the heebie-jeebies.
The heebiest of jeebies. So the story is that the tenant called the landlord to come over and fix some stuff. Landlord comes over with the hoo-ha. He proceeds to fuck this woman for an hour. Is the story.
Yeah, you never know what you're walking into when you come into work here at Fox 2 Loop. Now, the tenants in Westland, they say that the tenant and his special little friend, they position themselves right in front of this.
That's right. Boy, has she got a crazy fucking look.
And she's pregnant, too, and way pregnant.
And wow.
Cannot shoot babies into crazy. What have we learned, America?
Security camera, we had to look at all that footage. Very clear what they're doing.
Fucking Wicked Witch of the West ass. Look at her fucking face. Man.
And your little dog, too.
She has definitely had houses dropped on her. fucking curled up toes ass, motherfucking bitch. Whoa.
Oof.
Oh, man.
We paid a visit to that tenant to see what he had to say for himself.
He walked back and forth through here naked. And
what did he do in the kitchen? I saw him come out with some kind of
rag. Made a sandwich.
So not only did the tenant fuck this woman, but fucked her right in front of the guy's security camera.
Okay, now wait a minute. Wait a minute. Start over.
I keep saying tenant.
The landlord is the one that was called in to do some repairs, brought a whore with him.
Some chick.
Okay.
And then proceeds to fuck her in this guy's front room for like an hour.
Like right in front of him?
No. In front of the security camera, though.
I don't know. Might have been trying to make a sandwich, but I don't know.
Oh, this is actual footage?
Yup.
Whoa.
It's creepy.
Here comes
their landlord was supposed
got
to
his fucking cock hanging out, walking around.
Be removing dead birds from the attic. Instead, he was giving a lesson on the birds and the bees
look
camera.
He is pushing that whore's legs in the air.
Now wait a minute. How do we know that they're actually fucking?
Yeah, I don't know. I think we can tell by the bottom of her socks, though. He's got that whore's legs in the air. And bless him, because my fat ass is not pulling off that move in this fucking vintage. There is no way that's happening. But he is fucking plowing for gold here.
So right now we're kind of standing at the scene of the crime. Mm-hmm. What did you guys do? Did you clean?
Don't slip.
You fucking, whoops, look out. Whoa.
Most definitely. My wife, she's germophobic, so I had to most definitely clean it.
Oh, yeah, she's germophobic. She's having a hard time. Fucking kick her out, dumb coos.
Before she even stepped in anywhere in this house, period.
It allegedly happened Monday.
That's just sex. You've all had it. Shut the fuck up.
Buddy,
Jesus.
He fucking is drilling this chick. I mean, it is.
For an hour? Good for him, man.
An hour.
While Javon Crawford and his wife were in the hospital with his sick grandma.
His wife
started getting alerts from their security camera.
And he is giving her some kind of business down there. He's tapping it on her fucking clit before he sticks it in there. He's fucking tapping. He's got her legs in the air. She's calling him daddy, the whole fucking gimmick. Oh, my goodness.
Was on her phone.
She just pointed the phone to me, and I seen him just doing what he was doing right here in our house.
Was it live?
It was live footage.
Oh my God.
We'll do it live.
We'll do it live.
Stamped and everything.
Bonnet down, legs up for an hour.
I'm wondering, too, if this guy's done this before. He seems so comfortable.
Too comfortable.
He looked pretty experienced, lady, so.
Bonnet down, legs up. That is beautiful, man. He is fucking...
too comfortable. So I know for a fact that somebody that comfortable, what else could be done?
That landlord has some explaining to do. We tracked him to his Canton township home.
Oh, yeah.
Is this you, naked in a tenant's home? What? The Crawfords have handed that X-rated film over to police. How hard is it going to be next month to cut that check to him?
It's going to be hard. I'm going to probably.
It's going to be hard, all right.
You're going to probably? Probably what? Probably?
Some languages on the back of the check for him to transfer to.
A little special memo.
Yeah, special memo. Special memo, yeah.
Yeah, the landlord drove off. He would not commit to himself being in that video. Now, we did consult some prosecutors and defense attorneys. They're a little bit split on whether a crime was actually committed here. If there is one and police are investigating, it would probably be something like trespassing, which is a misdemeanor. But it's likely they have a...
more like missed a wiener, am I right?
Civil matter on their hands for some kind of lease violation. Reporting live in the newsroom, Jessica Dupnack.
I fucking love that he smushed that horse head into the corner of the couch, put her legs in the air, and fucking went to work. Good, dummy. I'm going to get this fucking nut. Oh, I love him. I love this fucking degenerate scumbag landlord.
Yeah, I'm sure that's not the first time he's done that.
No, no.
Yeah, that's probably like his thing.
Could have fucked her at his house, but that's not as hot as taking her to the tenant's house and fucking her there. He had those legs in the air. She was all fucking shaky leg and fucking had trouble getting out of the house like a fucking newborn deer. She just couldn't get it together.
Get in gear, baby.
She couldn't find the angle. You know, she just...
well, I had the angle.
I had the angle.
Oh, holy shit. Where was that at? Detroit?
Yeah.
All right.
Fox 2 News.
I just have you shaking your head. Who exactly is the person who he was engaging with in these videos, according to investigators?
She was getting her hair did, whoever she was.
Some whore.
Getters.
A, she was a whore.
A whore, Tony.
Yeah, engaging is a very nice way to put it, Roop. We do not know. We asked the tenants. They said they asked around. Even some of the neighbors showed the video to see if maybe they could find out who this woman is.
I cannot believe someone shot a baby in this woman. She's uniquely horrible. Wow.
Because she could potentially be on the hook for charges, too, again, if it is, in fact, a crime.
Our Jessica Dupe, thank for us.
You're going to charge a guy for getting a nut. Get the fuck out of here. Beat it.
Like I said, it's fucking civil matter.
Yep.
I mean, if he's the landlord, he's got probable, they called him for a repair. So, like I said, it could be a lease violation.
Yeah,
but,
that's
it. What are you going to do? Why are you wasting fucking news with this?
I don't know. I saw it this morning, though, and I went,
well, no, not you. I'm talking to them.
That's a great story.
This is right up our fucking alley.
Oh, yeah. It hurts.
We will spend a lot of time on bullshit like this.
This chick, old, experienced. Fucking go ahead and mush my head right into the fucking cushions and push my legs in the air till my knees are behind my fucking ears. Beat that pussy up like the Alaskan coastline. And he did, apparently. Good for him.
I like how she just walked right up driveway. Is this you?
He just goes, aw, shit.
Oh, shit.
She.
I go now. I have repair to make. Honey, come on.
I just love how that, hey, I have to go over to this house. Why don't you come over and give me some pussy? All right. Oh, I love whores, though. I got to admit, I do love a whorey girl. How'd you get sick, do you think?
Trixie brought her home from work.
Uh-huh.
Started that new job. She
got
sick.
There's fucking germ-laden blue hairs fucking hither and yon at these homes she works in.
Fuck yeah. Every time she starts a new job, man, new germs.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, I can tell you what, though, man, this is like probably, I think, the worst I've been sick in a while. I mean, I went to work, well, I work, but I work from home the last couple of days, so, which is actually kind of unusual for me.
I was hoping you worked from home today so I could sneak in here at 3, you know, and get set up and...
Well, not everything's about you.
I'm slowly figuring that out.
Yeah, are you?
Yeah.
50-some-odd years old to finally hit you, huh? World doesn't revolve around Brian?
Oh, no. I'm aware of that every time I'm looking for a job, actually. Every 6 or 7 years, whether I want to or not.
They don't greet you at the front door and say, Brian, what took you so long to apply? We've been waiting.
Now, within 6 months, I'm telling them that I'm a cornerstone of the business. Like, I'm, you know, that's
oh, yeah.
That's my old gimmick.
Yeah, oh, yeah, I know.
I always figure if I'm not fired within the first... if I'm not fired within the first year, I feel like I'm in pretty good shape.
Yeah.
Because they understand the gimmick by then. Like, they get it, you know.
Yeah.
Like they're on board. Or else they'd have fired me 6 months ago, right? So, you know, about... Year one is when I start dropping cornerstone of the business and stuff like that on people. That's
when I start doing that. You give them 12 months to get used to it.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Then start your takeover.
No. Yeah. How much of a takeover when I get fired from every fucking place?
Start your corporate rating.
I'd like to play a clip from last week's show real quick because I have a follow-up on it.
God.
I'm applying for stuff I know I can do. And then I go back and read the job description and go, okay, I'm going to go to Grok and get some fucking notes to cheat and fucking sound smart in the interview.
Get some fucking corporate buzzwords to throw in there.
Oh, God.
Leverage your fucking synergy with the team. Right on,
nothing
baby.
Nothing makes me want to go on a fucking homicidal rampage faster than corporate speak.
Oh, my God. I fucking hate it.
Oh,
yeah,
it is the.
I've got to leverage our synergy with the team and God, just tap out right there. But as soon as I hear the word leverage, synergy, or team, I'm scrolling on my phone.
Yeah. Hey, team.
Yep.
Oh, fuck off already with your team.
Or when you sign in, you know, I wait. I'm look. The meeting starts at 10 o'clock. I don't log into that team's meeting until 9:55 because I don't want to participate in the fucking small talk bullshit.
Boy, that's smart.
Well, everybody in the chat, how's your day going so far? Go fuck yourself. That's how my day's going. I don't care. Nobody cares.
No.
Except these corporate fucking dick suckers
think
that by making a fucking comment in the chat in a fucking meeting is going to somehow get them somewhere in this place.
Well, Jeff, you know they're just trying to be good Germans, you know? You know what happened to the good Germans? They ended up at fucking Nuremberg, pal, okay?
Right.
Be yourself. Don't be a fucking corporate stooge. Okay? Back to live action, Jeff. This headline from March this year.
Yes.
Employees who are impressed by vague corporate speak, like synergistic leadership or growth hacking paradigms, may struggle with practical decision making.
No shit.
A new Cornell study reveals.
Huh. Imagine that.
Published in the journal Personality and Individual Differences, which I... just let my subscription to that expire.
Did you?
God damn it.
Well, you can have my copy.
Okay, thanks, buddy.
Yeah, sure.
Appreciate you. Now, see, you know, it's hard to re-up all your journals when you're out of work.
Yeah, right. You know, that's tough. I understand. One has to make sacrifices.
Yes. And my big one was Personality and Individual Differences, the journal. That was my big... I hated to see it go.
Well, you had to sacrifice for the good of the team.
I got a little pissy-eyed, frankly, when I did it.
Yeah, I'm sure.
Research by cognitive psychologist Shane Luttrell introduces the Corporate Bullshit Receptivity Scale, a tool designed to measure susceptibility to impressive but empty organizational rhetoric. Although people anywhere can BS each other, Jeff, the workplace not only rewards but structurally protects it, Luttrell said. In a work setting where corporate jargon is already the norm, it's easy for ambitious employees to use corporate BS to appear more competent or accomplished, accelerating their climb up the corporate ladder of workplace influence. To test this, he created a corporate bullshit generator that churns out meaningless but impressive sounding sentences like, quote, "We will actualize a renewed level of cradle-to-grave credentializing," and, quote, "By getting our friends in the tent with our best practices, we will pressure test a renewed level of adaptive coherence," end quote. He then asked more than 1,000 office workers to rate the business savvy of these computer-generated BS statements alongside real quotes from Fortune 500 leaders. Workers who were more susceptible to corporate BS rated their supervisors as more charismatic and visionary, but also displayed lower scores on portion of the study that tested analytic thinking, cognitive reflection, and fluid intelligence. TGO Radio brought it to you first. It means nothing. Quit using it. It's empty calories.
It is Coke complete empty it calories. Means
it's an intellectual Coke can.
Fucking empty intellectual vacuum.
Means nothing. Quit using it. The study found that being more receptive to corporate bullshit was also positively linked to job satisfaction, though, Jeff. And feeling inspired by company mission statements.
Jesus.
So, again, as I've said on this show 100 times, being open-minded in the vast majority of cases just means you're easy to fool. That's all that means.
Agreed completely. What is our corporate mission statement here at TGO Radio?
Try to keep Brian's brains off the walls like Robin Williams at the end of GARP, maybe? I don't fucking know.
Well, bowels empty, balls full, or something like that.
That was early on in the show. Oh, yeah. My fear early on in the show's life was that if we had our balls empty, we wouldn't be appropriately aggressive enough to tackle the topics we had to tackle.
Well, it seems like that's gotten worse as we've gotten older, you know?
Yeah. I got to come 5 times a day to keep from killing someone.
5 times?
You start at 3 a.m., right? You knock one out.
Go back to sleep for a couple hours.
Get up and feed the cat. And you go back to bed. Roll over at 8. Knock one out. You know. Now, granted, by 9 p.m., my poor cock is screaming for mercy.
Oh, it's got to be just...
But I've been on the level all day long. I am right there.
Piece of yarn. Just laying there, lifeless.
Like liquid Prozac. I have been on the level since 3 a.m. You know?
I'm giving her all I can, Captain.
I'm going to hate losing this house, but I'm going to come in every corner.
You haven't yet?
No.
So you mark your territory when you move in somewhere.
I've had sex in my house once.
Yeah.
Since I moved in there. April of 2020. Yep.
Yeah.
Kylie and I knocked one out in May.
That was it, huh?
I think that was the last time she fucked me.
Ah.
And then, yeah, I'm pretty sure that was. And then, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Huh.
Now, I fucked 4 girls in that time, but not at my house.
Yeah.
So, distressing. I don't think Sophie would stand for it.
Probably not.
No.
She's pretty fucking pretentious little shit.
She's the...
A fucking man.
She was having a dream today when she was running. That was pretty funny, though.
I love those.
Oh, yeah. She was fucking dodging and weaving, I think. She was moving her little legs.
Fucking dog does that. Lays there and just fucking whimpers and... beep, 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 fucking legs start twitching. Where the fuck you going?
Oh, well, and then we also have some additional news here.
Coming up, handsome, mustachioed man recaps news in pleasing baritone. Stay tuned for this and more.
Baby, hasta ba-ba-da ba-ba. Beer.
A man is arrested in Lee County after being accused of going over 130 miles per hour. Troopers say Yair Rivera was super speeding along State Road 82.
I'll take the soup.
Super speeding, that's a new one. That was just fucking speeding.
130.
Near Colonial Boulevard. Troopers eventually tracked him down even after he tried to run. And get this. Troopers say Rivera asked if he should get a faster car.
What the fuck did that bumbling idiot just say?
Jeff,
way to go, professional reporter.
Every week Jesus now, Christ. We've got one. And I don't know if you're not reading them ahead of time.
They're just fucking
or who's writing them.
Dullards.
And it's a shame because the punchline is great, but he can't get out of his own fucking tongue's way.
Troopers say Rivera asked if he should get a faster car for next time.
So what, you think I need a faster car then? Super speeding, huh?
I'll take the soup. Yeah. 130 miles an hour that guy was going.
Yeah, but okay. Was that in a 70 mile an hour zone or a 25 mile an hour residential zone?
Interestingly, it was in 125 mile an hour zone.
Oh, really?
He was so it's just not over the
just
limit.
Just over no, the limit. I mean, he didn't even give him the 5 mile an hour over,
no,
huh?
No, sure didn't.
Fucking asshole.
His
cop.
Reporter, Edward Franco, walks you through the wild night in Fort Myers.
Yeah. Tire marks are engraved in the dirt, and car parts like this exhaust pipe are scattered across.
Should do be.
Good. It ended well.
Car parts scattered.
The grass after state troopers say a driver crashed in those bushes after a high-speed chase in Lee County.
Florida Highway Patrol says it all started before 10:30 Saturday night when a trooper spotted this Lexus speeding more than 100 miles per hour on State Road 82 near Colonial Boulevard.
He was swerving in and out of traffic, and people thought he was going to go across the median and hit them.
Troopers say the driver nearly rear-ended two other cars before taking off from a traffic stop, hitting speeds over 130.
He's just like, fuck it. I'm already in. I might as well just, I'm already in.
30 miles per hour on Daniels Parkway while driving with the lights off. Investigators say the driver lost control near Commerce Lakes Drive, rolling off the road and into the tree line. State troopers identified the driver as Yair Alberto Pacon Rivera.
I thought Trump was taking care of these fucking people. What are we doing? Shit, I just just unscrewed the gimmick over here.
What did you do?
I'm just over here farting around and I unscrewed the thing.
Oh, you dumbass.
Fuck off. Sick idiot. Fuck you.
Arrested on reckless driving, super speeding, and fleeing law enforcement charges. Troopers say after the crash, Rivera showed no remorse.
Rivera?
Attaboy.
Yeah, fuck it. I did it.
I regret nothing.
I regret it. None of it.
And asking if he could get a faster car next time.
I love it.
I'll be able to run from you next time.
You can still see the leftover exhaust pipe.
You see the cop? We're gaining on him.
I have been in high-speed pursuit.
Broken pieces from a taillight, broken wood, and a sign run over where Pacon Rivera lost control.
Not only are you injuring yourself, like it could lead to something very serious, but you're also putting me, my family, other people's families, other people's kids in danger.
Drivers nearby say the crash is just another example of dangerous driving they're seeing too often on State Road 82. Rivera was released from the Lee County Jail on bond.
When was he released? He's a maniac. He's a maniac.
I have been a maniac
for 700 miles.
That is valuable evidence.
Has to be evidence. Valuable evidence. That's going to convict a maniac that I've been trying to apprehend and that I have been in high-speed pursuit of. for 700 miles.
Miles.
Fucking pushes that guy in the shoulder.
The way he says miles, though, whips
miles.
Miles.
700 miles.
Miles. He is wanted for a man act,
kidnapping,
and the attempted murder of over 20 brother officers.
You sounded taller on the radio.
He's driving through people's backyards, knocking down mailboxes. Got a broad in the car. And I don't think he's got a permission. Took across the state lines.
That's a man act.
How's that for hijinks?
How's that for hijinks? 700 miles.
Jesus Christ.
Convicted sex offender was arrested after police say he dropped a thumb drive full of child porn in the sheriff's office parking lot.
Attaboy. Attaboy.
Boy, of all the places to lose
He is dialed in, huh?
Wow.
I bet you that guy wouldn't have had any trouble coming during that Ronda Rousey fight.
Oh, no.
He is dialed in, Daddy-O.
He dropped a thumb drive.
Yeah, he did. Had it in his pocket.
The Parker County Sheriff's Office says William Raymond Catron had just finished a normal compliance check, then surveillance images and his own confession.
So he was already a known offender doing a compliance check.
Yep.
So he got in a car and thought it'd be a good idea just to carry this thumb drive with him?
Well, can't be without it. What are you, nuts?
Jesus Christ.
Led to his arrest. Fox 4's David Sintendri with more. David.
Yeah, investigators say the sex offender was coming to a regularly scheduled interview.
Yeah, I bet he was coming to a lot. 66, this guy, by the way, buddy.
Ooh,
yeah, it's just.
That's rough.
It is.
Guy should be put down.
Yeah, and I don't want kid touchers out here fiddle fucking around, but I will say this. At least he's at 66, he can figure out how a thumb drive works.
So that's true.
So I'll give him that.
For his sex offender status. And there he brought thousands.
Thumb drives he's got figured out. Right. Pockets tend to fucking elude him.
Mystified. Near on 6 decades by the fucking pocket watch pocket on your
fucking
jeans.
Pocket.
Can't figure it out.
Nope.
It's a stone cold mystery. Thumb drives, technology.
Got it.
Dialed in.
Pockets. Ah, fuck.
Pocket.
Jeez.
Pocket.
Of child pornography images, but no one would have known about it until something fell out of his pocket.
What a dumb cunt.
Man.
Wow. This is the kind of criminal that we love to catch and put behind bars.
Yeah. Hey, you don't love to catch ones every criminal?
Ones that you don't have to work hard to get? Yeah. I got it.
66-year-old sex offender William Raymond Catron is required to check in quarterly with Parker County.
Jeez, could they spare it quarterly?
Yeah.
God damn.
Sheriff's Office.
He's been reporting here with us since 2019.
Last Wednesday's appointment was procedural until Catron left.
He walked out of the building. He walked down the sidewalk to his truck that was parked right there. As he stepped off the curb, our cameras picked him up.
Oh.
He was reaching in his front pocket to retrieve his car keys. When he pulled his keys out, you could see a thumb drive. The thumb drive just comes out and rolls to the ground. He never alerts to that. Gets in his truck and drives off.
So they go out, pick it up, and go, whoa.
Boy, I bet when he got home, he was fucking alerted to it. Oh, boy.
Later, visitors turned in the thumb drive. The IT department checked what was on it to see who it belongs to.
Wink.
That's when we found there was over 2,000 still images of children, young children, child pornography, over 100 videos, some depicting sexual acts with children under the age of 10. And he also had several selfies of himself on the digital thumb drive.
So, Catron.
Why would you take pictures of yourself? Plausible deniability, man.
He's got that one screenshot that says, if found, please return to.
He's taking a selfie in front of his monitor with a naked 8-year-old on it. Hey, look at this. What a jerk off. This guy's a jerk off 8 times in this story. I hate him for 8 different reasons.
Jeez. Jesus.
Was called back to the sheriff's office.
He came unknowing, didn't know what was going on at the time.
Oh, he knew.
Investigators say once he realized what he dropped.
Told us that he had a problem, that he knew that he had a problem, he'd been praying.
Yes, that's how we...
Look, if he knew he had a problem, he'd have told you that at the fucking check-in. The only reason he said it is because he was caught.
Well, he got into a quarterly check-in by having that fucking problem. So he knows, he's been knowing.
Jesus.
He had a problem for 700 miles.
About it for some time.
He admitted to what was on the flash drive.
I don't think he ever expected to get caught, not in a million years. Like I said, he'd been reporting with us since 2019. He's been flying under the radar until now.
And while it appears Catrone,
what a jerk off,
accidentally dropped that flash drive, Sergeant Shane Cartwright believes something else.
Cartwright
may have played a role.
That's divine intervention.
Oh,
that's the man.
Shut the fuck up. Yeah, because the guy's already been convicted of being a kid toucher once. Now he's been flying under your radar for 5 years checking in. I guarantee you he didn't compile that thumb drive the night before because he all of a sudden after 5 years decided to get back into it. And all of a sudden now your fucking God wants to intervene and protect kids? Yeah. Go fuck yourself.
Yeah. Where was God in the room where all the videos and pictures were taken? That's my question. Where was God then? Divine intervention didn't...
Probably appearing in some fucking toast or something somewhere. Probably, you know, had a scheduled appearance, you know.
Jeff, let's get online and see if we can find a toaster that prints God's image on the bread. Let's see here. If not, my friend, we have found a market we need to explore. The selfie toaster. You can add, there's toasters. You can add whatever picture you want.
Oh.
Four slice smart toaster. By the way, if I ever buy a four slice smart toaster, kill me.
Yeah, connect smart. That to your Wi-Fi so they know you're having toast in China.
Buddy, I've got nothing smart in my house, including the author of this comment. Fucking hell. I guess I have two smart TVs, but I've dumbed them down as much as I can.
Yeah.
Smart.
There's knowing that you don't need to be out there running loose. That's what that is.
Yeah, that's the good Lord stepping in.
Finally, good Lord stepping in. Finally. Glad he could work it into his schedule to get rid of this guy. Glad he finally got to it after he'd been convicted once of it and then for 5 years. I'm sorry, seven years has been flying under your fucking radar. Yep. Go fuck yourself, stupid.
Trone's bond. Knowing that you don't need to be out there running loose.
Running loose.
That's what that is.
That's God came by and said, finally, I've been in high-speed divine pursuit for 700 millennia.
I have been in high-speed pursuit of this kid toucher for 66 miles.
So glad he could work it into his busy fucking schedule.
Catrone's bond is set at $750,000.
Oh, my God. Right on.
Damn.
He's still in Parker County.
I mean, all right, but he didn't fuck the kids himself. Gee whiz, 750 grand. Wow. No, I'm just kidding. Fucking execute him.
To get out of jail, I got to raise $750,000.
I've been in a high-speed pursuit of $750,000.
Maybe you could sell some of your porn collection there, stud.
He's jail. Now, his previous sex offender-related charges date back to 2012. That was in Michigan. For that, he served 14 months in prison.
Only got 14 months for that.
Yeah. Fucking doing Michigan doing the job Florida can't.
I know I say this every time we do... I do not want to be trying to come at 66 years old. I want it to be the furthest thing from my fucking mind. Because the idea of jerking off now seems ridiculous to me. Beyond parody. And then to be 66 and be like, hey, drop this batch of swimmers on my stomach. No, I don't. Is there anything better to fucking do? You have to shuffle into a store somewhere or fucking, you know, plant a radish. What the fuck?
Plant a radish.
Wasn't that a song? Plant a radish?
Huh?
I say, wasn't that a song?
What? Plant a radish?
Yeah.
I don't fucking know. Probably a Beatles song. Sounds like a Beatles song.
Stupid fucking.
Oh, going to plant a radish.
Plant a radish.
Do a British accent.
By the Fantastics.
What?
Yep.
Are you kidding me?
Why would I? Jeff, wait till you hear it. It's going to make your asshole pucker from the homosexual.
Done by Strawberry Alarm Clock or Toasted Marshmallow, whatever the fuck their name was.
Chocolate Subway. Marshmallow Overcoat.
Marshmallow Overcoat. That's it. God damn, that line tears me up.
Wait till you hear it. It's the gayest song.
I've never heard this.
The song will make you want to suck
cock. Wait a minute. What? Let's see. I'm going to tell you the year right now is 1967.
Oh, let's see.
This has got to be hippie bullshit.
Let's see. I'm reading the lyrics. I'll have to look it up separately. All credit goes to the original off-Broadway cast of The Fantastics.
Oh, so it's a Broadway tune.
Yes.
Oh.
Buddy, you've never felt gayer than the song you're about to... No, I mean... No.
There was that one time.
Except for the time you... Yeah, no, yeah. I know that, but...
How's your garden? Growing. Mine, too. So dependable. Gardens go on growing. Yes, indeed they do. I tell you, I love vegetables. It's true. I love them too.
Here's the circus music.
Plant a radish, get a radish, never any doubt. That's why I love vegetables. You know what you're about.
How could you be... How could you be auditioning for this, read that, and not tap out and go, yeah, you know what? I'll look for other work. That's gay. Continue. I want to hear this piece of shit.
Oh, I used to be way into vegetables until I couldn't position myself in the chair to mount their faces anymore.
Right. Just lay them out on the floor. I mean, they're posable.
Fucking Stephen Hawking, relax.
Plant a radish, get a radish, never any doubt. That's why I love vegetables. You know what you're about.
You know what I'm about? Mounting your face in that chair. Man, I tell you what, until my knees went bad. I was a face mountain chair squatting fiend, man.
Plant a turnip, get a turnip, maybe you'll get two. That's why I love vegetables. You know that they'll come through. They're dependable. They're befriendable. They're the best pal our parents ever know.
Oh,
harmony.
While with children, it's bewildering. You don't know until the seed is nearly grown.
Till the seed is on your chin.
You won't know till the seed is on your chin.
Mount a radish, fuck a radish.
Well, they can't run away.
No, that's the beauty
of
it.
That's the point.
Yes, I guess.
Just what you sow. So plant a carrot, get a carrot, not a Brussels sprout.
Carrot, I can't do this now.
That's
I just was that a Goodfellas? Yeah, thank you.
I can't do this now.
Jesus God, that's so funny. I wouldn't have even gone there. Oh, that's so good.
That's why I love vegetables. You know what you're about. Life is merry if it's very vegetarian.
Oh my God,
you're a fairy.
Is a very happy man.
I think these guys both have carrots shoved way too far up their fucking assholes.
Lick a carrot, suck a carrot, stick it in your ass.
Cuck a carrot.
Cuck a carrot. cock, a carrot, shit, a carrot, if you have got class. Got it. DJ Radio, holy shit.
Shove a radish right up your ass.
Your ass.
Remember that? That was that lesser known Metallica album, Radish Up Your Ass.
Oh, yes. Not to be forgotten.
Right.
Ho!
Or the Cliff Burton Memorial Edition, Bus Up Your Ass.
Speaking of the Wicked Witch, his fucking leg's sticking out underneath something. Or fucking Cliffy Burton, you know, underneath that bus, huh?
Well, you ain't going to be needing them shoes anymore, are you, Cliff?
You know, I've always kind of like these kicks. I want to take them.
Hey, plant a beanstalk, get a beanstalk just the same as Jack. And then if you don't like it, you can
suck my fucking cock.
Get back. But if your issue doesn't kiss you, then I wish you luck. For once you planted children, you're absolutely stuck. Every turn of green.
Well, here we go.
Oh, hey, buddy. We're on. It's going.
According to the plot.
Oh.
While we're progeny.
Oh.
It's hodgepodgeny.
These fuckers, or as soon as these fuckers plowing corn and peanuts, too?
In a matter of speaking, yes.
So plant a cabbage, get a cabbage, not a sauerkraut. That's why I love vegetables. You know what you're about. Life is merry if it's very vegetarian. A man who plants a garden is a very happy man. A vegetarian. Very man.
I swear to God, so, this sounds like a Family Guy fucking pair, you know.
So the problem with Broadway or off-Broadway or whatever is that it all sounds like that to
yes.
me. Every song
it's,
sounds
it's
like
it's all the
that
same, yeah.
I just, that same vibe and I just can't.
Same staccato piano yeah. riff, you know.
Yeah, I know. I just...
Taking a normal fucking sentence and trying to jam it into a fucking musical staff,
you've
you know.
Always got some woman cramming 50 words into a 20 word fucking
yeah,
stanza.
Yeah.
It's the shits, man.
You got four measures to get this fucking 30 word sentence in, you know.
Mount a radish, fuck a radish. Let's see. The Fantastics is a musical with music by Harvey Schmidt. And lyrics in a book by Tom Jones.
The Tom Jones?
I doubt it. Well, maybe, actually. Different Tom Jones. He's dead! Loosely based on the 1894 play, some fucking French nonsense.
Imagine that.
Yeah, no, I know. Okay, so there you go. Plant. I have no idea how I know that song exists.
Yeah, I just do. I guess my next question there. It's a little suspicious that you went to that so fast.
Well, when I fucked my boyfriend in the ass, we got a soundtrack, and that's one of them.
Plowing some corn and peanuts.
Do you want a feel good story? Or do you want to move on to another regular story?
Oh, we got to do feel good, man. All Those are always good for, you know, bringing the show up from its depths of depravity.
Let me get it. Hang on.
Fuck a carrot, suck a carrot, stick it in your wrist. I swear to God, if that's not out of my head, I hate you so much.
I don't care.
I know.
Buddy, I can't tell
you. I know, you can't care
how
less.
Little I care. I can't care about this. Feel a good story of the week is a video element.
Uh-oh. Got it.
Oh, yeah.
Now, scientists are making a sweeping reassessment of bovine intelligence after finding a cow in Austria using a broom as a back scratch.
You're not buying it? Oh, hang on.
I'm not buying it.
Well, wait till you see the video, and then it's definitely a feel-good story, trust me.
Veronica can use both ends of the broom, depending on the position
of
the
Wait a minute.
Itch.
Oh. Whoa.
The length of the...
Wait a minute.
Wait a minute.
We're missing a big part of the story here, champ.
I've been
I'm sorry.
In high-speed pursuit of that mouth for 700 miles.
See where that tongue did to that broomstick?
Tongue was a foot and a half long.
Oh, my God.
I'm way into this tongue business.
Yeah, genie, I want you to make your tongue about 10 feet long and lick the back of my balls from across the room. Fucking dice.
I went out with a girl that could have done that.
Yeah?
So I gotta cut that name out.
This flexible tool use is rarely seen in the animal
kingdom. A.
And her skill has astonished specialists.
He's using the broom part of the broom to scratch his back or her back.
Fucking cow's like, fuck my ass. I ain't going to that slaughterhouse. I got me a talent.
I got a gimmick.
I got a gimmick.
I know
gimmick.
You're not going to kill me.
Brush my back with this gimmick.
Veronica, it's a she.
What, the cow?
Yeah.
I mean, okay. How come it's got horns? I thought only bulls had horns.
I don't know. It's named Veronica. I assumed it was a she. She astonished scientists, it says here.
Huh. All right. I guess those are teats hanging there, aren't
she
they?
She can use. Boy, are they. I got to lose some weight.
I was talking about the cow.
Oh, sorry.
This cow on the screen. Put your fucking shirt on, too, by the way, will you?
I will not. Turn on some air conditioning, you fucking cheap ass. She will give yourself a good scratch using sticks, rakes, and brooms. Loving. Loving
somebody this. Taught her that.
Look at her go, man.
Clever, Veronica.
Get in the fucking truck, Veronica. That's cute. Now get in the fucking truck.
Steak idiot.
I'm hey, tonight.
Steak, get in the truck.
Hey, Steak, beat it.
Ball glove, get in the fucking truck.
With an itchy back who's made scientists rethink how clever cattle really are. Veronica, a pet Swiss brown, was filmed to using a broomstick to...
Here I say, it's a clever bovine.
Scratch at her home in Austria. Using tools in this way is rare in the animal kingdom and has...
Austria scratches her back and goose steps. See, the war.
80-year reference there.
Yeah, well,
you know.
It's never been documented in cattle. Here's our Scotland reporter, Vanessa Taff.
Oi!
Hey!
Hey!
She's scratching her fucking back.
In the cow world, Veronica is an A-lister.
Look at her go!
The Swiss brown cow has utterly amazed scientists. She's taught herself how to use a broom to get to those hard-to-reach places.
She's from India. She's used to fighting off flies all the time.
Jesus Christ.
This was really exciting. When she was 4 years old, she started picking...
Oh my God! Whoa. I think this woman has to leave and go cast a spell on someone. Holy shit.
Is this just she supposed to be fucking watching a hotel over the winter in Colorado? Dude, the sweater is what does it.
Give me the bat. Give me the bat. We had an episode of The Simpsons. Give me the bat, Marge. Give me the bat. Give me the
It's gotta be one of their best episodes.
I love
man.
That episode.
And it's just, it's what a Treehouse of Horror clip. Yeah.
Let's see.
I mean,
it's got one of my all-time favorite line deliveries from The Simpsons.
Yeah,
where
I know where you're going.
Fucking
Homer, homie, what he's typed will be a window into his madness. Feeling fine. Wow, that's a relief. This is less encouraging.
What do you think, Marge?
All I need is a title. I was thinking along the lines of no TV and no beer, make Homer something something.
Go crazy?
Don't mind if I do!
Stay away from me, Homer!
Give me the bat,
you
Marge!
Should, hey.
Give me the bat.
You should add
give me
that,
the bat.
You should add that little crazy thing there to the end of the show.
Don't mind right if I do!
Right after Michael Jackson.
How about that?
Stay away from me, Homer.
Give me the bat, Marge. Give me the bat. Give me the bat. Come on. Give me the bat. Give me the bat. Bat, bat. Dirty cat.
You stay here till you're no longer insane. Chili will be good tonight.
Stay here till you're no longer insane. God, I love that episode.
Yeah, it's those early treehouses of horror were fucking great.
I love The Shining.
Oh yeah,
and I love this as well. Should be taking you know, care of it in Colorado is so funny. God damn it, dude!
Dude, look at that.
I know. I saw her. Trust me, she's a fucking.
The only trouble is, I don't know if that woman could. I mean, she's. Awful homely looking.
Give me the bat,
even
Marge.
For Sissy Spacek.
No, it wasn't Sissy Spacek. It was fucking.
God damn it! Yeah, I got that wrong. Fuck.
She played Olive Oil. I can't think of her name.
Duvall. Shelley Duvall. Yeah.
R.I.P.
Yeah.
Scientists. She's taught herself how to use a broom to get to those hard to reach places.
Broom.
This was really exciting. When she was 4 years old,
man.
She started.
That's a horrible looking woman, man. And look,
what's that horn she's got growing up between her eyes?
Look, I'm a three. Now, this chick is horrible. Okay,
picking up sticks and starting to scratch herself. She improved her behavior then over the course of 9 years,
and she's now what the fuck look at her go, man. She rules.
Seems to be at an expert level.
Veronica really is milking.
What is an expert back scratcher? And if this is the first cow, what are you fucking basing it on, cunt?
Back scratcher.
She's an expert level cow back scratcher. Great, she's the first one.
Use of her talent.
Look at her go.
Using her tongue, she knows which itch requires the tougher bristled end of the brim.
I got one of those Ronda Rousey Gina Carano boners right now.
I was just going to check, see if your pants were still on.
Well, kind of.
And can switch to the smooth handle for those sensitive, softer areas.
I didn't know it would run globally.
English, you fucking foreigner.
Why don't you go get drunk or sober, I mean. He's Scotch, man. You know he's fucking half in the bag right now.
But I think that should be shown.
Vicar Vigel? Oh, no.
So that the people understand what animals are able to do, and their idea of farm animals will change.
For decades, Tullius has been associated with chimpanzees, but livestock have never really been considered.
Footage of TGO radio prep. Show prep.
How dare you.
The sharpest tools in the shed.
This discovery shows not only are cows more intelligent than we were giving them credit for, but that other breeds like Iona here could also be capable of similar skills if we gave them half the chance.
I'd like to put half my nuts in your mouth. Wow. Fucking big mouth tool. Fucking Kylie mouth bitch.
I mean, I think we've overlooked the intelligence of animals for a very long time. Numerous
but they
species.
Taste
and of course,
good. We've been overlooking it because they taste good.
Have you tried buying a grill, pal?
Domestic breeds as well. But one thing I can say is that the cows, the Highland cows that we've got here at Five Sisters, they're certainly not using any tools or anything like that. They've got a nice scratch pole.
So they're not sweeping up the yard after themselves?
No, no, no. Unfortunately for our keepers, they are not.
No, 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 no,
no. Oh, no, no, no,
no. Oh, no, no,
no. Oh, no, no, no.
No, haven't had a drop yet today, lassie. That's a lie.
These Highland cows will be sticking to the old-fashioned methods. But Veronica is in the pursuit
look it.
Of precision. Some even say she's outstanding in her feet.
She's outstanding. I paused it because there was no way she was going to say what I thought she was going to say. That the cow was outstanding in her field. There's no way.
No way.
No way. I'm going to get home and punch your
But Veronica in the is mouth. In the pursuit of precision. Some even say she's outstanding in her field.
Do that.
Oh! ITV News.
And that is all from us for now.
Whoa, holy fucking dog shit. That was the shits. Good for her. Oh, that's a good story. I love that story.
Yeah.
It's the feel-good story of the week,
man. Time
them
animals can fight back. And all she's got to do is learn to fucking aim and pull a trigger.
Then we're sending them to Germany. They're going to march in and beat the Kaiser.
Can you teach a cow to goose step?
Oh, that's a good question.
Yeah, I don't know.
I got two other news stories. We can do them next week. How do you feel about that?
Yeah, all right.
Your fucking nose clearing asshole.
I'm sorry.
Asshole.
No, I've been sorry. Trying not to.
I got bad heartburn right now.
Yeah?
I ate today. You know, like a fucking asshole. What was I thinking? Cunt. Oh, all right.
Geez, some vegetables?
Well, I couldn't get around the chair. She was too heavy.
Eat a carrot, you fat tub of shit.
It's been a couple hours. I'd take a squirt, you know? It's been a few hours. That's all right.
Yeah, I'm sorry. I had to take a squirt. It's been a few hours, you know? So how is it under the arms, huh?
Yeah, I like it.
Beautiful. It's a keeper. Let's wrap it up, huh? What do you say?
What do you say? What do you say, sweetheart?
I don't know.
What don't you know? He's trying on every suit in the store. Let's make a move, baby. Come on.
Turn around here.
Make a move, baby. Come on.
Come on.
Come on.
Will you stand up straight?
It's fucking exquisite. Cash your charge.
Cash your charge. It's fucking exquisite. It's
fucking exquisite.
Honey, turn around. Let me see this. No. Stand up straight. Straight.
You had it.
Honey, while we're young.
I don't think it's really you. You know, there's something about this suit. It's just not really flattering.
Flattering? You want flattering, tell him to drop a couple tons, the fat bastard. You know what I'm saying?
Of course he's calling a fat bastard.
You're a fat bastard.
Hey, wasn't it fat bastard?
Get out of my store already, huh? Who needs you in here? Eat a carrot, you fat tub of shit.
I'm never coming back here again.
Don't do me no favors, you fat bastard.
Eat a carrot, you fat tub.
That little outburst cost me my job.
Eat a carrot, you fat tub of shit.
That little outburst cost me my job.
Oh, shit. Well, everyone, it's 6. It's 6:03 and the Braves are on at 6:40. So I am out of here.
Fuck out of here.
Yep. It is time to go home and sit down and check in with the beloved. All see what right. they're doing at Miami. We'll see you next week. The pleasure has been all ours.
Oh, yeah.
This is TGO Radio.
This is TGO Radio in New York. This concludes our program schedule for the day. Portions of the preceding broadcast day were pre-recorded. For the best in podcast entertainment, stay with TGO Radio in New York. We'll return to the air next week with more of your favorite programs. This is Wayne Howell wishing you a good night on behalf of TGO Radio. And now, our national anthem.